This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Just 4 months ago, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told skeptical senators that he was not leaving his job.
It's absolutely true that this is not about Alberto Gonzalez. It's about what's best for the department and whether or not I can continue to be effective in leading this department. I believe that I can be.
Whatever he believed then, Gonzalez is expected to say he is leaving now. He's scheduled to make an announcement a little later this morning. We're going now to NPR Justice correspondent Ari Shapiro, who's following this story. And Ari, at the what may be the end of Gonzalez's Washington career, let's talk about how he rose to prominence in the first place.
Well, he was one of a small group of Texas insiders who came with President Bush to Washington. He had been President Bush's personal lawyer. He worked for him when he was the governor of Texas. And when he came to Washington initially, of course, he was the White House counsel, the top lawyer to President Bush. When he was nominated to be attorney general, a lot of lawmakers were skeptical that he might be too close to the president. And over the last few years, as we've seen his operations as attorney general, as we look at all of these various debates over domestic spying and interrogation tactics and politicization, often it comes back to that question of, was he at base too close to the president?
I want to understand that. The man works for the president, as some would point out. He's supposed to do what the president tells him to do. How can you be too close to the president as Attorney General of the United States?
The Justice Department occupies this strange position. It's different from the Defense Department or the State Department, where it is part of the president's cabinet. The Attorney General is part of the president's cabinet, but there's always been a tradition at the Justice Department of independence and apolitical decision-making. And the criticism was that the Justice Department under Attorney General Gonzalez was not making decisions based on the law, but based on politics. Now, of course, that's something that Gonzalez argued vehemently against. He said he didn't factor politics into his decision-making. He did just follow the law. But that's what lawmakers really kind of drove at in all of these different issues that became so contentious.
How did he handle those controversies? And we're talking about controversies about surveillance programs, controversies about the firing of U.S. attorneys, controversies about any number of other things. How did he respond to his critics when called before Congress again and again?
Well, this is one of the reasons that he lost the support, not only of Democrats, but of so many Republicans as well, is that when he was called before Congress, when he was given questions in advance of the hearing, when he was asked very simple questions about a particular meeting where something crucial may have happened, he often said, "I don't know, I don't recall, I can't answer that question." And lawmakers became more and more frustrated over the course of these hearings that they just were not able to get what they saw as the bare minimum, the basic answers about, for example, why and how were U.S. attorneys fired? Was there a dispute over the domestic surveillance program? Things like that, that they just saw him as losing all credibility over the course of these hearings.
We're talking with NPR Justice correspondent Ari Shapiro. The news we have is that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez will be making an announcement at 10:30 Eastern Time, and he's expected to say he's resigning as Attorney General under serious pressure. Now, Ari, we're going to hear from our correspondent Juan Williams, our analyst Juan Williams, in a moment about the politics of this, but I want to begin that discussion by asking this. Was it significant that the Bush administration had put a Latino in such a high-profile position? And did that make it harder for the administration to let go of Gonzalez when he got in trouble?
Well, for all of the things that Attorney General Gonzalez will be remembered for, the things we've mentioned, interrogation tactics, surveillance, and so on, he will also be remembered as the first Latino attorney general. And that's not insignificant. This is a demographic group that the Republican Party has tried to appeal to. It's a growing group. And, you know, the fact is he is, was, and will remain the first ever Latino attorney general, which is not insignificant.
Ari, stay with us if you would. NPR Justice correspondent Ari Shapiro is here.